Woo! Oh, what a sesh. What a session. 5 hours, maybe 6 hours out on the water. Pretty high winds, about 25 knots on average. Just a lot of fun, really. I was just enjoying it so much, and I definitely got into what I like to call a bit of a flow state, where you're really comfortable, just really comfortable in the session, and you feel like you can sort of really push yourself to try new things or stuff that you've already done. You can do them better, and I was just really in a mental state of just like, I was just absolutely loving it, and also just like really comfortable in the session, just wanting to try new things. So doing a lot of downwind threes, a lot of planing carve jibes, a duck jibe, it was in there. I even started to think about the idea of trying to loop, just the pre-setup. So I was figuring out that I could get a better pop if I bear away and then sheet the sail out as I unhook, and then I can get like quite a nice pop. So that's like the start, the very, 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 very initial stage of the loop, because obviously you need to pop the board out the water and then rotate the sail. And I could just kind of imagine myself rotating the sail, but I didn't really have the balls to properly go for it today. And also by the time that I was really going for it, did think about going for it, my arms were just so tired that I just like couldn't, like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's just me backing out. I don't know. Yeah, I can't really bring myself to do it. So, what else was I trying? So downwind threes were going well. Carve jibes, planing out of most jibes. Oh yeah, I tried the donkey. I think it's called the donkey jibe. So like you go in front of the mast, like throw the sail back, so you're kind of like backwinded in front of the sail but like on the towards the front of the board basically, and you kind of just spin around it and then open out the sail as you exit the jibe. But what I actually ended up doing was kind of just going all the way around and kind of not really jibing. So I'd back the sail, put it into the wind, and then open the sail out, and then because I hadn't actually turned when I opened the sail out, it kind of just flicked round and I just grabbed onto the new side and kind of kept sailing, which was I guess probably a different move, but it was quite interesting just giving that a try. And I felt like the key with that is just to be as quick and as confident as possible. I think that's the same with most moves actually. If you just go into them and try and be efficient, be as quick as you can to do certain moves, but don't rush them, if that makes sense. And also in your mind, I think that goes back to the thing I was talking about earlier about being in a state of real confidence, because every time I tried a move, I went into it thinking I was going to complete it. And that's why I kind of did end up completing sort of, I just had a high success rate through the session. It was sort of like 85-90% of stuff that I was trying, and it wasn't all stuff that I'd done before. So, you know, I think that's definitely a big part of windsurfing, big part of sort of extreme sports and sports in general, is your mindset going into how you want to do the different moves or different whatever it is. Being confident and thinking that you're going to succeed, because normally whatever you think is more likely to happen. Not every time, but if you always think you're going to crash, then that's probably what's going to end up happening. Really enjoyed the session. Very, very long one, and obviously super tired now, so just heading back, and I'm looking forward to some more sessions to come.